Good morning. Welcome to the Taney County Annual Tax Lien Auction. My name is Mona Cope. I'm the Collector of Revenue for Taney County. If you have not received a bid number, please go down to the Collector's Office and obtain one. All bidders must sign an affidavit stating that they are not delinquent on any taxes in the state of Missouri. A false affidavit or insufficient funds upon payment today does void your sale. Thank you to the Commissioners for the use of this hearing room. I'd like to introduce you to my help today. Stephanie's from the clerk's office there on the end. Brenda's with the collector's office. And Lynn is with the assessor's office. And I really appreciate their help today and everyone from all the departments that have helped me in preparing for this tax sale. From the research of mapping and the recorder's office to signposting from the assessor's office and direction from our former collector and commissioner now, Sheila Wyatt. I appreciate how our offices have worked so well together and are ready to help each other out. Since this is my first sale as collector, I have asked...
Step closer to the mic. It's not picking up.
That's okay. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. Since this is my first sale as collector, I've asked 1,000 questions, and thanks to everyone, I have received 1,000 answers. And to the collector's office, I'm especially thankful to the hard work of Micah, Sheila, Leanne, and Brenda. I couldn't do this without them. And thank you to all of you bidders. Without you, the sale could not be possible. So again, I appreciate you. The tax sale has been published in the Taney County Times for 3 continuous weeks as mandated by law. As a non-charter first-class county, our tax sale is governed by Chapter 140 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri. The tax sale is conducted annually on the fourth Monday in August. The laws governing the tax sale are strictly construed in favor of the taxpayer. The owner is to be given every chance possible to redeem their property if it is sold. Legislation and court cases often change requirements for the tax sale. In preparing for today's sale, the collector's office has met all requirements of the U.S. Supreme Court decisions and the Missouri state statutes. If you bid on a property in this sale, make sure that you have fully familiarized yourself with the laws and procedures governing tax sales in Taney County, that you are legally eligible to bid, and that you understand your obligations after purchasing a tax sale certificate, and that you understand the redemption rights held by those with current ownership interest in the subject property. Handouts are available in your packets. Those that signed up as bidders early got a packet. On the back table is other information, and then what was in your packets also available in the collector's office and then at our website. So go to taneycountycollector.com. The Taney County Collector does not make nor does she imply any guarantees regarding title, liens, or encumbrances on any of the properties offered for sale. It is very important that you know the land you're about to bid on. Your bid is a legally binding contract and all sales are final. Payment is due as soon as the sale is over. If you fail to pay your bid, the property will again be offered at the end of the sale. If no sale is made, the original bidder will be charged a penalty of 25% of the amount bid, and that's per statute 140-280. If you're only bidding on a couple of pieces of property and you want to leave as soon as your bid has been placed, then you may go on down to the collector's office at any time. Please hand the clerk your bidder card and payment with cash or check. I'll be offering the properties in parcel order number. I will announce the letter of the year offered. A is first, B second, C is third year. I will then announce the parcel number and the total amount of cost due. Parcels will go to the highest bidder. Bids must be in $10 increments. The bid must begin at the total amount. In order to save time, I will read the parcel numbers in the following fashion, not reading the duplicate zeros or legal descriptions. If it was A, it would be 3827233 2.001, and then the amount due. On the printed list from our office, I have marked the properties with SID assessments on them. For those of you without the list, I will try to remember to identify these parcels to you. Please note there on the board, the parcels that were paid after the list was printed this morning, they've been marked on the board. I think there is 13 of them now that is paid. Once we are finished with the list, if there is a property that did not sell, but you failed to make an offer and missed it, and you would like to request it to be offered again, please let me know at the end. And if it's okay with you, we'll break for lunch between 12:15 and 1, 45 minutes, be plenty. Please make sure your phone's on silent or vibrate. Please go out into the hallway if you need to take a call. We'll try to go through the list as quickly as possible, but if you feel we're going too fast, let me know, because we have 611 to auction today. And again, those are the A's, B's, and C's. The X's this year are not being offered today. Those are available on our website. So you can always go to taneycountycollector.com, make an offer. There is going to be envelopes if you want to make a bid today. We're going to seal it and try to get all those open by September 15th. And once that is finished, then we'll try to keep the list updated and you can make offers at any time. Please note that at this time and until further notice, Branson Hills SID properties for sale over the counter are for the full amount of taxes owing. And you can call or email me if you have any questions on that. If you wish to bid, please speak up loud and clear and have your bid number in plain view of Stephanie, Brenda, and myself. The bid will be final after I say, are there any other bids sold? Any questions? Need to be a little louder?
Yes.
That better? Okay, I'll try to zero in. Are we good? Okay. Then let's begin. First one, A, 3827233 2.001, taxes $316.16. We have one bid. Any others? Okay, sold. 31616, bidder number 10. Second parcel. 4417003.016, taxes $434.19. I have three bids.
$500.
$600.
$700.
$800.
$900.
$1,000.
$1,100.
$1,200.
$1,300. $15, $16, $17, $18, $2,000, $21, $22, $23, $25.
Final bid 25. And bidder number 38. Thank you. A 4418310003. Taxes $95.55. No bids, no sale. A 4418 3310. Taxes $113.43. We have one offer. Any others? Sale goes to number 39 for $113.43. Next property, A 4418 3313, taxes $85.28. No offer, no sale. B 4419 1128, taxes $136.65. No offer, no sale. A 4419 1414 146.67. No offer, no sale. C 4419 1417 252.55. Any offers? No sale. C 4419 1743 208.23. No offers, no sale. A 4419 194 7249. No offers, no sale. A 4419 1915 9170. No offers, no sale. A 4419 1917 9937, no sale. B 4419 1535 109.72, No offer, no sale. B, 4419, 11539, 13665, no sale. C, 4419, 11556, taxes 21417, no offer, no sale. C, 4419, 11162, 314, 50 cent. No offer, no sale. A, 4419, 11622, 9679, have offer for taxes. Anyone else? Goes to number one for 9679. Next parcel, C, 4419, 11172, 24663. Any offers? No sale. A, 4419, 11846, 9937. No offer, no sale. B, 4419, 12813, 15112. Do you have a bidder number?
16.
Is there anyone else? Goes to number 16 for 15112. B, 4419, 12820, 15941, no sale. C, 4419, 2214, 18165, any offers? No sale. B, 4419, 255, 12626. No offers, no sale. B, 4419, 259, 13247. No offers, no sale. B, 4419, 264.001, 12626. No offers, no sale. A, 4419, 2814, 8528. No offers, no sale. B, 4419, 2820, 12626. No offers, no sale. B, 4419, 2913, 10972. No offer, no sale. A, 4419, 2927, 8142. No offer, no sale. B, 4419, 2942, 15941. No offer, no sale. B, 4419, 2949, 13665. No offer, no sale. A, 4419, 21026, 8142. No offer, no sale. A, 4419, 21027, 8142. No offer, no sale. B, 4419, 21037, 12626. No offer, no sale. B, 4419, 21045, 11178. No offer, no sale. C, 4419, 2126, 19947. No offer, no sale. B, 4419, 2134, 12626.